Wait, actually, intro song.
Can it be you're the best around? No one's ever going to keep you down.
I'm the best around.
This is the thing that got going on. Don't.
Oh, okay, it's an incident. Can't have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. Welcome back to the Team Mockers podcast. We're episode 51. And
that's what you gotta do?
Yes.
That's what you gotta do.
Well, one less dirt, but yeah, relatively, that's what I have to do.
That's pretty good, I thought.
Well, it could have been
better.
I'm going
to delete this other server you gave me so I don't ever accidentally get on it.
Probably should do that. But, you know, we're podcasting now.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I did the intro. I told you that's what I had to do to get it going.
You're the best.
Anyways, we have Sniper Goo with us.
Hello, people of America.
He's getting all robot-y. Yes, clear your throat to fix your Skype.
Hey.
What?
I ain't no goddamn robot. Terry, take it away.
Yeah, stuff, shit. I ain't ready.
All right, Terry's not ready, so Jose.
Come back to me.
Hola, mi nombre es Jose. Soy parte de Timongos, coño.
Did you say my number is Jose?
I never heard that.
Mi nombre.
Mi nombre.
Este pinche güero no sabe nada, coño.
Te cállate a boca.
Ese Sniper Guzzi sabe. ¿Es alguien?
International audience right now.
Yeah, really bumping up the Mexicans.
I'm going for the core audience of fans. Feel the internet from their neighbors to watch Jumongo stuff.
Wow.
There you go.
It was bad enough we built that place in Terry's barrio of a city. I'm going to build a desert town. That'll be great. Fucking all you got was a bunch of dirty ass shit.
I can't even understand what you guys are saying. You keep talking over each other.
I built a huge ass casino in the middle of your fucking city.
That's when it all went downhill, with that damn casino shit.
No, it went downhill when Jose built his stupid Mexi house with an Italian flag in it.
I worked hard, okay? There was like 20 beds in that one fucking room house.
You think that was easy?
You think that was fucking easy?
No.
There was the patches of grass. Like, I remember we built it, like, it was just like, oh, this is just turning for the worse.
And the dog sitting on the porch all day.
The dog on the dog killer. The dog killer.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that house was just like one stereotype to another. We sat there going, how can we make this more Mexican?
I loved all the chickens running around free.
We had chickens everywhere. Who was it? Was it the white that said like the fucking patch, the grass patches everywhere?
No, that wasn't me.
Do you remember when Q went to Terry's house in Terry's area and told him that his house looked so bad that it was bringing down the area? Left you like a note about how bad your house was because it had water leaking in the front door.
And there was like a fire inside.
You have to leave, sir.
My city, bitch. I go where I want.
That's when you said killer on him.
They got killed. Poor killer.
Oh, shit, man.
Still sitting on that porch today.
that dog you have.
They left that a porch out for him in doggy heaven.
I feel like I gotta rebuild another Mexi house. Like make it smaller with more beds.
More beds?
With more beds.
Make it smaller with more beds.
I gotta make it like
smaller
project as
here. Like his project right now.
It's gonna be like the most project-ass area, and it's gonna be like the smallest house I've ever built.
All right, the only way you can do that, the only way you're allowed to do that is if you change your skin to wear a wife beater and a gold chain.
Dude, remember how bad I got? I was changing my skin. I made my guy look like a fucking... he had like the serape and shit. He had the Mexican mustache going on. I was like, my home fucker.
Just sit outside in his front yard all day.
Orale.
Yeah, fucking job.
We got a giant sand biome or desert biome that's near our spawn. We should just go pick it up. Just go over there and build like a giant old sand city again.
Oasis was beautiful, dude.
No, dude, we should build a bunch of like aluminum sided shacks.
Just make it gonna be a camp?
Yeah, yeah, it was a refugee camp.
No, I was thinking like the border, but okay.
Oh.
That's better.
All right, that's better.
We'll just put a shit ton of NPCs in there.
Just pack it full.
Have them have like purse shops, chicken shops, jean shops, and that's it. Oh,
jeans.
And produce.
A place that just sells jeans.
Jeans and produce.
The shop that sells the pointy boots.
Oh, the pointy boots.
This is not Mexican. No pointy boots. They fit better in the fence.
There you go.
That's what they're for. To get the fence better.
How does this just turn? Like, how did our conversation go this far south? Like, quite literally, too.
It's what happens when me and Ryan are together.
Right.
So you guys can talk about us Mexicans. Because you live down south.
They're agreeing with each other about Mexicans.
We're like, yes, yes, those dirty Mexicans.
Dirty, dirty Mexicans. Indubitably.
Well, this is good podcast material. So it's off the top of that. Blobs 2.
Anyway, so in other news, Halo 4 is getting a 5-episode miniseries, each 15 minutes each. Get this, live action.
Yeah, Michael
it's about
Bay
the
directing it,
training some recruit.
Recruits.
Isn't he in space or whatever?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how it works, but that's what it said, and I'm excited about it.
Can he handle that, though? Like you're training with the chief, dude. Like that
can I handle that? No, dude, I'm just going to poop my pants. I think I'll watch the first one, and then there's going to be a funeral notice.
Maybe
Terry,
you
do you
want to
be there?
Bring your phone into the bathroom and just sit on the toilet while you watch it for the first time. That way you poop yourself, and then you can rewatch it again in your living room because, you know, the initial shock will wear off.
You won't have any more poop to poop.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Take it all figured out.
Yep. Man.
Use that one.
Good plan, guys. Good
feel
plan.
Free to use that one, everybody. Well, that was good news. Any other news on Halo 4?
Election Day comes out on Election Day. Apparently... In news articles, they're saying they're concerned that Halo 4's release will suppress voting among ages 18 through 25.
That's a legitimate concern.
I think that just the fact that they're 18 to 25 suppresses the reason to vote.
Yeah, but it's going to suppress it even more, apparently, like more than in the past.
So they're going to lose the 2% of people during that age that actually vote.
Basically.
Dude, I don't vote. I don't even try.
Man,
I don't even try to go vote, dude. I'm just like, nah, no thanks. It's cool.
I don't follow politics, so I don't feel that my input is valuable. Like I would be fucking things up if I went and voted. Like, I like that number.
I appreciate that. I'm glad
you
don't
got a nice
shit
smile.
Up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because it's my right. That's pretty much it. I'm American. I don't have
American, so I don't vote.
You don't have to, dude. That's like the rule. People are like, well, why don't you vote? You're losing your right as an American. No, it's my right to not vote.
You got it wrong, motherfucker.
The thing is that as long as you don't bitch about how bad things are, like, politics-wise, then you're fine. You can't complain if you don't vote.
When have you heard me had a riveting conversation about politics? Never.
Never. I get pissed.
I have great conversations about politics all the time.
Not with us.
No, you guys. These ones I have. All are a bunch of, you guys are a bunch of goddamn hippies.
No, we just no.
No, wrong.
Just no.
The goddamn liberal bastards.
Because even hippies are politicians. They're fucking preaching about, oh, we should save flowers.
I'll say this, why I don't talk to you guys about politics.
They're all pro-flower, and I'm all like, you
said. And I'm like, I still don't care about that at all.
Tell us, right.
Go global warming, go.
I'm just like, be more entertaining. Don't care.
So.
What were you going to say, Jose?
Well, I said, tell us about how much more, how you're voting for Obama.
Yeah, yeah, over my dead body.
Oh.
Even if I voted for him the first time, I sure as fuck wouldn't repeat my mistake the second time.
Well, there you go.
That's you can all be mad at me. I'm done talking politics.
I don't care right now because I got a job and I'm holding it, so.
So I'm ahead of the game. Step ahead of the game.
Looking good right now, guys.
Right now.
I'm literally celebrating my 1 year with Chili's.
Already?
Chili's.
And dude, yeah, I'm celebrating my year in Chili's in like 2 weeks. On the 17th of May is my 1 year anniversary.
Oh, bullshit. How appropriate would it have been if it was on Cinco de Mayo?
Dude, I gotta work Cinco de Mayo. I'm so scared.
Cinco de Mayo in Texas.
Cinco de Mayo with all these Texans like...
Did you guys know that Cinco de Mayo is actually not that big of a thing in Mexico?
Not that big a deal.
Like, yes. At all?
I say that every year.
Every day is Cinco de Mayo for them.
Mexican Independence Day is like September 17th or 16th.
Yeah, it's at the end of summer. It's that just, I don't know, that blows my mind. Like, we fuck something else up. Who gives a shit about Cinco de Mayo? Mexicans don't even give a shit about Cinco de Mayo. Why should we?
It's when the Mexicans beat the French, and really, who hasn't, so who cares?
They beat the French just got bored. You're like, why are we here? This place sucks. Let's go up north. And then they made friends with Canadians.
French were never good.
jokes about the French.
I don't know if you still can, but you used to be able to search in Google French victories and hit I'm feeling lucky. And it would say, did you mean French defeats?
Let's try that.
I don't know if it still works.
Let's go to Google.
Go to Googly.
French victories. Oh, I have the auto search on, so I can't.
Oh, can you turn
so
that off?
You ain't feeling lucky.
Well, I...
Oh, no, you can hit it right next to it. Bam! Oh, no, it just takes you somewhere now. I changed it.
Oh.
You sound so sad.
So sad. Damn you, Google. Damn you.
Yeah, damn it, Googly.
Googly, Googly.
Part of the shabby rod, aren't you?
Maybe. Ah, shit, it's supposed to rain on Thursday? I like how we hit like 90s and now we're back down to 70s, mid 70s, and rainy and stuff. I'm not complaining.
Dude, are you kidding?
I'm just complaining about that week where we had 90s. I'm happy for mid 70s. That's beautiful weather.
Dude, it's been hot as shit outside every day.
Dude, Texas, like every year, you guys break your record for like longest amount of days over 100.
So hot.
It was like what 110 days last week. Last
dude,
year,
it was fucking. I think we hit like 110 like last year, dude. It was, jeez, it was like ball sweating weather, dude. Like you couldn't. You went outside, you're like, oh, I gotta go back in.
Like oh, this was bad.
Like you couldn't make it to your car without sweating. It was fucking terrible. It was humid and hot and just
humid, hot and hot and just hot.
But, I just think about it and like I have to go through it again. It's not fun.
That was actually one of the major reasons why I didn't apply for that job in Texas, because I knew, like, oh, but it's so hot there.
But you could have went there, and then you could have been up there.
Well, I would be in a place where it'd be probably air-conditioned the entire time, and then in my YouTube stuff, I'm still indoors.
It was hot as shit, though. I just remember, like, I didn't even want to. It was like the kind of hot where you have to like turn your car on and just open the like doors and just have
the trying to cool the world. What are you doing?
Like you're just too hot, dude. Like the seat burns your ass. The seatbelt burns your skin when it touches you. It's hot.
You need a.
Why am I so miserable?
Buy yourself a Prius, dude. They turn on like fans. Like you have a thing on your key fob where you can turn on fans on the inside of your car that vent all the hot air out, and it works off of solar. Apparently, that's what I hear. It's freaking awesome.
Or my mom's 2002 BMW did that. Lottie freaking duh.
Well, there you go. Get a BMW.
Prius. They think they're so up on things.
This motherfucker.
really offended by that.
Shut up, you.
Coming in talking about V-dub and German. Shit.
I'm going to join the Germans with the V-dub. Because Dwight, I'm going to be like him.
I didn't do anything to convince you for this. You just kind of came out of nowhere and were like, I'm going to get V-dubs.
You did everything but convince me.
What did I do?
You, like, just V-dub in my face. Like,
V-dub in my face all the time.
Like, every other conversation I talk about a car, you're like, yeah, that's car. But the Volkswagen car is beautiful.
I don't remember saying anything like that at all.
Every time, dude.
Yeah, I'm bored with that. Let's change the subject.
Okay, it broke. So, we're not going to talk about cars anymore because that breaks the podcast. But we got a new person.
Yay!
You guys are really bad with cues. Like, every time I, like... You know, you don't see what I'm doing with my hand.
But I'm like,
oh, I'm sorry.
I point at you. But you
I'm pointing at you and you don't say anything.
Well, you know what? You should have your webcam up.
Yep.
No.
I'm not going to show my webcam with four dudes.
It'd be hot, Dwight.
A little bit.
That would be the podcast.
Most sexiest podcast ever.
We'll upgrade one of these days and we'll get everybody a camera. We'll do a podcast that way.
We'll call it the sexiest podcast ever.
We'll call it Sexy Cast.
Let's go have
Sexy Cast.
S-Cast. So, SC. Well, we're just going to call it SC.
Let's just get that let's get it out of the way. Talk about that blops.
Yeah. Blops. Because there's an article on Kotaku that says like 48 things
there's
you
like
didn't know.
Fucking articles on Kotaku.
Really?
Black Ops. Dude, they're just shelling everything out. They're like, look, Black Ops. Hey.
Did you know they're coming out with another one? Hey.
I haven't even looked at this new Black Ops.
Black Ops. Look at this. Look, I already got through right here. Call of Duty Black Ops screenshots. The next one under that was Black Ops first trailer. The one under that. 48 things you should know about Black Ops. The one under that. Black Ops 2 Strike Force mode adds a new twist. Under that one is another one. Oliver North is sharing Call of Duty Black Ops. That's all they're posting. Over and over again is this Black Ops, and I don't know why.
What is it on Kotaku?
Kotaku is just whoring Black Ops right now, dude.
Basically, what Blops is now is Cowboys versus Aliens.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like you're playing as like a new like they're playing with Master Chief now, like but not really.
Yeah,
but not.
So now it's Call of Halo.
Hey, so
that Halo duty. Hey.
No, yeah, no, we don't do that.
You don't curse that name.
Hey.
I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
So who said it was like, I think it was Begetta that said it's like Supreme Commander meets Call of Duty. It was basically what it is. Because there's like mechs and stuff now. You can fly like weird looking jet shit. And then there's futuristic weapons. And it's,
I just want to say the fucking recon drones. They're like, oh my god, this is so innovative. Yet Future Soldier has the same shit in them. They're recon drones. Like, I don't understand why they think, like, oh my god, it's so innovative.
Because this is a Call of Duty community. They don't see anything other than outside of Call of Duty. Like, once it's in Call of Duty, it's like, oh shit, this is awesome, we got guns!
Ghost like, Recon's been doing fucking drones for, like, ever.
I know, the drones have been, like, Graw had this one, like, actually has, like, the drones where, like, they're the, I don't know, the ones that are just, they hover, yeah. And, like, fucking Black Ops does them now, and they're like, oh my god, there's fucking drones in this game. Like, dude,
yeah. Yeah, fucking UAV in Battlefield right now.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't have to go to space for that.
They are they need to get their heads out of their asses.
I will say, though, I'm happy to see, like, I used to be on the fence. Actually, not even on the fence. I used to be on the other side of the fence about the Treyarch and Infinity Ward. Infinity Ward made the good ones back in the day, but now Treyarch's actually the ones that are making. They're the
you
ones branching out and making
Treyarch
new games.
Is the one that is making the good one.
Yeah.
We're like, oh yeah, Treyarch game. Like, oh really? I said that?
Wait.
This shit's bad. Shit is fucked. Like, Infinity Ward had it down pat. Like, that's when Call of Duty died. When it was like Infinity Ward said goodbye, all that shit with Activision, like the whole fuck up. That's when it was like Call of Duty goodbye. You were a good game, my buddy. Now it's just
Call of Duty 1.
I was never
good
really like I liked Call of Duty. I just never really got into it too hard. Like it never.
Oh, dude, I know. Why
you were all you were all Halo, dude. Like that was.
I was, and I'm not gonna say I'm not a Halo fanboy, but I'll play other games. I love Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Battlefield's one of my favorite games, but I got bored really quick playing Call of Duty every time.
You know, Call of Duty is just it's all about like if you don't have friends to play with at that moment, it's okay. It's all about like you really want to do the carrying.
You really want to be the lone.
Well, my brother and I played almost every night, and
you want to be like the carry. It's such a competitive game. Like that's the only thing.
Yeah,
about
it.
That's another thing too. Is that the community can be really, really harsh on you. You know, like if you're if you're not doing things like perfectly, then they'll just jump and murder you.
It's just if you're doing anything, they'll jump on you, dude. Like, you know, dude,
the community's not a good community.
Let me tell you,
let's stop real quick. There is good people who do play this game. We know a lot of people who play this game, any of the Call of Duty games that they follow them, and there is good people out there. I'm saying as a general rule, as a general community, you guys are extremely competitive, and that really destroys the fun and the integrity of the game. Like, if we meet anybody who's super competitive about Battlefield, we'll be like, well, fuck you, you know, get away. It's any game that you are super competitive over. It's a game. You're supposed to have fun. Stop thinking so much into it and have fun. That's why all of my montages are just like bullshit stuff the whole time. And then those people that say, "Oh, this montage sucked." Oh, okay.
They want to see like the
that was the reason why.
No scope. That's what they want to see. The 360 no scope, like, you know, that one out of a million shots that was like, "Oh, look how pro this looks." And it looks like it's the same match, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but
like,
then
that's what they want to see.
Yeah, so that's why I don't know. I'm having whatever. Fuck it.
I mean, honestly, it's just, it's competitive. It's stupid.
This whole time we've been talking, I've been watching this preview for it.
They say it looks terrible.
Or not Battlefield, Black Ops. I don't understand.
Okay.
Like, A, it looks like a game that I could have bought around the time Halo 3 came out, 2007, 2008.
Well, that's when Call of Duty 4 came out. It's at the point now where two companies now are tugging against the engine.
I don't understand why we have spaceships and shit, and then there's a scene of like a guy riding a horse.
That's what freaked Alex out too.
Because in the future, there's still going to be horses.
But this isn't the future. It's 2025.
That's the future.
Yeah, it's like
so.
This shit's really futuristic, like for the future. I mean, I know technology doubles every 6 months, but this is outrageous.
Yeah, not like
I'm
this.
I'm still looking at it like. Is this Woods is coming back? I thought Woods died.
Woods died.
And his
space foot, idiot. You guys just don't get it. You gotta put space.
Wait, so is he like a super soldier?
He's like super
he's
space.
Woods died in Russia.
Obviously they found his body and they revived him with
the last Darth Vader'd him.
They bionic, like, the bison, whatever is it? What was it, the bionic man or the bicentennial man?
He's the $6 billion man.
$1 billion man.
We have the technology.
Oh.
We can rebuild.
he's the bicentennial man.
Cerberus found his body and put him through the Lazarus program.
And you know, Call of Duty's going to be like, yeah, we're so original, right? Right?
No.
He's the 200-year-old man, the bicentennial man. We can make him stronger. We can make him older.
We don't want to spend a lot of money.
We can make him older. We have the technology.
We have time.
They just put him in the corner.
Why are you doing this to me? I just want to see my grandkids.
We can kill their grandkids. Wait, what?
What?
Don't,
why?
No. What does that have to do with me?
It has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with you. We just wanted to do it.
We said we did it in the intro, and we're going to do it.
They did it because they can.
So about that Blops, I don't feel Like, this is going to be worth any time.
I'm actually super curious about the campaign in this one, which is not something I've ever said about Call of Duty. But I want to just see where it's going to go. I don't not necessarily want to play it. I just want to, like, read about it.
Someone you just want to watch, like, a Let's Play of someone else. Like, just
no, I don't even want to take that time. I just want to read it.
Like, this is what happens. This is what's going to go down. I don't know, dude. I feel like there will be an end of Call of Duty soon enough, or like or something. Because
I think it's a Madden.
You can only tug a war with the same shit over and over again. It's like all they've done in every Call of Duty is just change the HUD a little bit.
Well, the ammo's over here now.
Yeah, that's it. They're like, yeah, we tweaked it. Which all you did was change the HUD. Like,
sweet. Why are they on horseback? I'm sorry. I'm just looking through the screenshots right now.
See,
I don't think they talk about it.
Space Horse.
As a Halo fanboy, not going to deny it, have to give it to 343 for, yeah, they're using the same, like, engine of to make the game work as Reach.
Yeah, but, like, that's like, just new enough.
But graphically, it looks completely different. Like, okay, they've upgraded
so much.
The
engine that's on Reach is at least, like, close by. Dude,
2 years
this
old.
Is old. This is, like, we're not even trying anymore, old. This is just,
now.
Like...
Yeah.
Like, they're not trying, dude.
No, 5 years old.
It's five. It's 5 years old. It came out, like, around 07.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
They're not trying. Like, that's it. You could tell, like, that they're not doing shit. Like, and that's why they could shell it out each year. I mean, look at all the really good games that came out. You think that they fucking made it, like, in a couple months? No. Right. But they're using the same shit. When Call of Duty 4 came out, that shit was... It was getting worked for 2 years. Before the last Call of Duty that came out. Everyone was like, oh my god, this new game's... I remember when fucking Call of Duty 4 was coming out. Where they're like, yo, they're gonna go modern. They're gonna do modern warfare. And we're like, wait, what?
I remember that. That was like, so cool.
Like, I remember having that chat with Whitey. We were like, dude, remember that? Remember Whitey? I was playing on, like, my mom's laptop and I could barely fit it. And I was like, oh my god, it's so pretty.
The good laptop.
It was the good laptop that, like, barely ran fucking...
Soldier Front. Cough.
It only ran Soldier Front. But, like, that was way back when. And, like, the game was amazing, but it took them, like, they were working on that for, like, 2-3 years of just, of work.
Yeah, and that's now, because we were still playing Call of Duty 1 at that time.
Yeah, and it was still an amazing game. Call of Duty 1 was fucking awesome.
Still good, yeah.
It was fucking great. And then 3 was the Treyarch one. But from Call of Duty 1, 2, and then where 4 was at, where they actually had, like, a lot of time to work on it from 2... It was amazing, because 2 was flawless. Like, if you played the storyline for 2, it wasn't bullshit. I mean, I played it on Veteran. Yeah, it was hard, but, like, it was none of this fucking bullshit from when you played, like, World at War. Where
grenades appeared in your pocket.
They had infinite...
Grenades spawn on you. It keeps happening.
Like, there was a point in World at War that I stopped. Like, I literally said, fuck this, and I just stopped playing for, like, literally, like, 6 months. Because, like, it was at a point where I was like, you pop your head out, 50,000 guys are shooting at you. You go.
Right, who's that?
20 guys throwing grenades at you.
Look, that guy. Shoot him out.
I'm sure they do that for all the teammates too, Jose. I'm sure they see someone come around the corner and they just immediately shoot at him. It's like, identify yourself.
Freeze or I'll shoot.
While they're already shooting at you.
Yeah. They're already halfway through their clip.
It was bad. I mean, but either way, like, Call of Duty 4 was an amazing game, and that was, again, the most competitive game I've ever fucking played. I no-lifed it. I honestly, no one saw me for, like, 6 months because of that game.
Well, you say that there's going to be a time where it's going to die. It's not going to die if it continues to break its own record by being the biggest selling game ever. Every fucking year.
Initially. Unless someone either can actually... Unless they can get someone who can code right, it's gonna die. Because come next gen, come all this, like... The reason why this is holding out is because, again, that came out around the time where Xbox and PS3 were basically out. They was able to support that. When the newer next gen stuff comes out, unless they have someone who can actually code it, they're not gonna get shit. You're gonna see these games... Like, again, look at Battlefield. Again, people are like, oh, well, whatever. Yeah, it's new engine. I don't care. Yeah, cool, whatever. Look, the lights are prettier. But that's just one
so
little
much
thing.
Prettier.
It is a lot more prettier.
It is so much prettier. But, like, you know, can you imagine coming down the line of Frostbite 3, Frostbite, if they do a 4, and then you're still using their Call of Duty engine. There's going to be such a big difference in how the engines are going to work now with the new next-gen consoles. it's gonna die. We don't know when, and I mean, they can continue.
Well, unless they do exactly what you just said, which could happen. They get to somebody who coded.
If they're making 500 million per fucking release, yeah. they'll be able to find someone to code that game. Listen, I know you hate Call of Duty, but fucking here, it's $2 million.
I'll code it.
The craziest thing I could see happening is if Respawn ever actually happens.
Yeah, but they talked about that how long ago?
Respawn Entertainment.
Oh, right.
Guys from Infinity Ward, everyone that quit, all that, they made Respawn. And Respawn said they were working on a shooter of their own, which is pretty much the guys that coded the fucking game that's been used for 5 years in a row, the engine of that. So all the core programmers from that basically went to their own shit. So that's a big possibility that like Respawn,
which could mean they make a stunning looking game with a really terrible story.
Yeah, well, maybe.
The Call of Duty story was bad. Dude. Call of Duty 4, the story was pretty good.
Yeah, no, but you're talking about the coders who left,
not the writers.
They could even get writers somewhere else. The
writers needed to eat.
I mean, the one thing I'll say is again, Infinity Ward, those guys, again, the coders and all the guys that worked on it, the production guys, they actually cared about making good games. Like, that was the reason why Treyarch was introduced into the Call of Duty franchise, was because Activision was money hungry and they were like, hey, Call of Duty every year.
Hey.
It happened. And like Infinity Ward was like, whoa, no. We can't do that. You know, we can't shell crap out like that. And Activision's like, oh, yes, you can. And that's why they put Treyarch in there to basically make a game. So basically, there was a two year rest to make the games. Treyarch more or less took from Infinity Ward stuff and tweaked it, you know, and again, tweaked.
I can't see your quotes.
Yeah, we can't see your hands.
But you can't see them, but I'm saying tweaked. That's what I'm saying. I'm emphasizing it. Tweaked.
You're saying it. You gotta listen.
You gotta listen to the quotations.
Shut up, Jose. I listened to you talk the last 5 minutes. I swear to God, you goddamn Mexican. Just shut up.
Either way.
He said it.
Alright, so we're not excited for Call of Duty. Anyways.
I'm passionate.
We're all excited for some Diablo. Yeah? Okay, I broke Ryan on that one.
I'm gonna need a new Ethernet cable.
Well then.
I'm sorry, sir, I'm not Abla.
Diablo 3 is gonna be fun.
I'm going to get it a little late, but I am going to get it. Got a lot of stuff going on this month that I can't really get it right now, but I'm excited for it. I saw a sweet commercial today during
the new Family Guy. I'm just like, it's commercial. What's the
commercial?
It looks good. It looks pretty.
What? Okay.
It's all right.
Hey, I didn't play the beta. I got a shitty computer. Why would I buy it?
Because you like Diablo.
I love Diablo.
Diabler.
But I'm not Abla.
What?
But I'm not Abla to get it that soon.
What did you say? Is that word?
I'm not Abla.
Abla Habla.
Welcome to Sir La Tabla. Come on.
Yeah, he picked it up.
There you go. My internet's slow. I'm going to need you to Ukhtanik Habla.
I'm very confused.
Just a lot of South Park quotes tonight.
I'm part of the joke now. I'm cool now, right?
Alright, yeah, you're cool.
You did the thing everybody else is doing, like, so that makes you cool.
Yeah. So I understand. Cool works.
So we are excited about Diablo.
Yeah. I know me and Brenny are going to be doing a series about it. Not quite sure what we're going to be doing, or if it's just going to be like a solid let's play of it, but he's going to be playing the fuck out of it, I know that for sure. He's super, super stoked for it.
Yeah, he just got his own new setup and all that.
Yeah.
So now he can play big boy games, stop playing that RuneScape.
He'll still play RuneScape. He will.
Does he love that RuneScape?
It's so bad, though.
It's one of those things where you've played it for so long, it's kind of like, yeah.
We played our role for so long, but we don't want to go back to that.
We all moved on.
He's getting to that age where he may just be like, you know what? I'm done with that. But he has his own RuneScape channel, and those people, you know, like watching his videos, so you may keep going on just for that.
I was confused when he did that. Like, what do you need a new channel for?
He's very meticulous about things. Like, he's the single-handedly the most unorganized and organized person that I know. So he doesn't like... He has his main channel, which he wanted to dedicate just to Minecraft. And then he has his COD channel for Call of Duty crap, and then he has his RuneScape one for Call of Duty.
For Call of Duty.
the Call of the RuneScape.
Yeah, the Call of Scape.
Call of Scape.
So he doesn't, like, mix audiences, because I just do everything on my channel, whatever.
Yeah, like, okay, so but whatever I want.
My indie games, they don't get anywhere near the amount of views that, like, my Minecraft stuff does. So if I kept that my channel purely as Minecraft, and I started another channel just for, like, indie games and, like, whatever, then that audience will build up on itself because they like that sort of thing. But not everybody who follows my main channel likes anything but Minecraft, really, you know? Like, they don't want to watch me play indie games, you know, because that's just not what they're into. But people, if you're looking for those indie games and then you come across a channel, it's like, oh, shit, this guy plays a ton of indie games. I love watching indie games, so you subscribe to that person. But if you come to my channel right now, they'll see, like, I have a whole bunch of shit. It's like, oh, this guy just kind of does whatever. And they may not sub. You know? It's a lot of logistics.
Nah. No. Mm-hmm.
But then you gotta manage multiple channels, and it's like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's like, the people who want to see the indie stuff will watch the indie stuff,
right,
and they will just skip everything else.
Yeah, I don't think I have
logic behind having two. I see logic behind having two. You know what? I'm not going to subscribe to that guy because I'm tired of my inbox being filled with this Minecraft shit, or my subscriptions being filled with this Minecraft shit.
Who?
See, I don't like care about that because it's like, it's not like it takes up a whole lot of space. I mean,
I know you don't care. I don't care. People are crazy.
Oh,
people crazy.
I get you.
Get with me, dog.
Yeah, the only time I've ever heard anybody like really complain about their sub boxes being filled up is like people who are subscribed to Machinima or Machinima Realm and stuff like that.
Well, you know what you're getting into when you do that.
Yeah, well,
it's gonna be really good or really bad.
Well, with Machinima, they upload like what 8 or 9 videos a day, basically. And mm-hmm. So, like, there's times where my sub feed will just be all Machinima stuff, or Machinima Realm, too, you know, like, so, I still like...
That's also why they added the priority thing, too.
Priority thing?
YouTube.
To the left?
You can make it so you have, like, your top 10 list or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't really work, because, like, my top people are never the top people I've pinned.
Mm.
Same. The people I pin are always really top. Quick, sorry, the only thing is, it's like they don't upload as much.
Yeah.
So they still get drowned out anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I really miss the old style still because it made it so much easier to see it. Because if I wanted to check out a certain channel, I'll just check out their channel. I'll go through their recent videos. You know, this one. Mm. I have to go through more menus to see people, and it's not as organized as I would. If it kept it alphabetical on the left side, fine. Or if it kept the order that I pinned them in, fine. But it doesn't. It switches them all around all the time, and I'm like, what happened? Okay, now I gotta go more. Okay, well, you're still not. Okay, see all. And then I gotta scroll through. Okay, there they are. You know? It's just.
No.
It's too many menus to go through. You know, they're trying to simplify things. Like, here's just a solid stream of entertainment because you obviously love every fucking person on that you're sub to, right? All their content, yep. Of every single person you're sub to, you love.
I love all my subs.
Do you, Terry?
Love you guys.
There you go. He hates us all.
That's a lie.
You're a liar.
First don't hate nobody.
First love everybody.
Ain't hurt nobody no how.
Oh man. So what else? What else? Any other gaming news?
Well, still on Diablo. We're talking about how you can make money off that now.
No, you can't.
You
can make enough for your WoW sub.
You can make for WoW, yes. For WoW, I can make enough for it.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, because what they're going to be doing now is having like a real money auction house where you can sell the items that you find for.
I'm sorry, what?
Hello?
What happened?
What just happened?
Did someone just sneeze into their mic and then stop?
Anyway.
I was talking, but.
Continue.
No, no, you can go ahead and clear your nose or whatever.
It wasn't me!
No. Don't be modest.
Okay, Terry.
Yeah. Apparently, you can put your rare items and stuff that you can find on an auction house where people can spend actual money to buy it. So, say you find this super rare sword, throw it on the auction house for like $10. You get actual $10 for it. And what you can do is transfer that to PayPal or whatever, or you can transfer it to the BattleNet money and spend that on more BattleNet stuff, like WoW stuff and all that stuff. The thing is, Blizzard is going to take a pretty good chunk out of it.
They're going to take 30% if you try to keep the money.
Like, the way it is, they take $1 for every, like, item, like armor or weapons and stuff like that, and then for stackable stuff like potions and gems, it's like 15%.
Jesus Christ.
That's just the first thing. So you sell some, like a sword for $10, they take $1 off, you get $9. That's not bad. But when you transfer it to PayPal or something, they're gonna take 15% off on top of PayPal's like 4%, I think they do.
What if you transfer it to Blizzard? Are they gonna take anything?
Nope.
They don't take anything off if you transfer it to Blizzard.
Well, you don't transfer it to Blizzard. It's already on your account. It's on your Blizzard account.
Yeah, it's BattleNet money. But the thing is, you can only spend it on, obviously, Blizzard stuff.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. A lot of people are complaining about the rate, but it's like you could not be making any money.
Yeah, you have the fucking option. You should be happy about that.
You still on Diablo and nothing else out of it.
It's because they're
Diablo. You pay off Diablo over a year or something.
It's the free server bullshit. That's all it is. It's basically they're getting mad because they think it's like remember all those servers you donate money and they'll give you donation items. The donation items are pretty much overpowered. It's that concept, and that's what they don't want to see. And they're like, oh, well, you know, what the fuck? I had to go grind out my dungeon when this fucking asshole just bought the sword for $5.
Well, the thing is, it's different there, too, because it's an even playing field. Like, sell something, you know?
It's just the guys who don't want to
sell it, and then you'll get money, and then you can spend it on other stuff.
Yeah, and then you could be the dick who's buying all the overpowered shit.
It's not like, yeah.
If you're grinding a shit ton, then you're going to find some stuff that's not for your class. Obviously. Yeah. That's just how it works. So you take that shit, put it up on the auction house, make that money, and then you buy that fucking sword you've been fucking grinding for, then you're the dick.
Yeah, you be the asshole.
How people see it. They're not, you know, they're like,
Blizzard is an equal opportunity employer for dicks. Okay? Anybody can be a dick, so just be a dick.
We're going to help the Koreans out. That's all they're doing.
And even if you do decide to pocket it and they take the extra 50%, that's money that you
fuck BattleNet. I'm fucking pocketing
it.
If you're like
playing
really
a game,
good.
You're actually making money, what?
If you're really good, you could end up basically making back what you paid for Diablo. And
you already know there's people out there. There's people out there that are already doing stuff like that with WoW. Not like getting real money, but you know they're really good at getting gold in WoW or something like that. Economic-minded people, you know they're going to take advantage of that.
So it's like, oh, well, I mean, you fucking get eventually.
So I guarantee you there's people selling stuff for real money.
There is.
Well, yeah, already.
They are.
Yeah. They're all in Korea.
or China.
We're bringing it home to America. It's going to be official.
But eventually, over time, you wonder how bad that economy just might end up becoming.
It's not that bad. It's going to stay. It's gonna, when shit first comes out, it's going to hit heavy, and then it stabilizes itself little by little.
Yeah, because no one knows what things are caught, well, you know, how much they're worth. So. Oh.
And I mean, you got to imagine alts and everything.
Well, it could be for better and for worse. I mean, eventually things will balance out between, like, other gear, but when it comes to, like, probably, like, ultra-rare items and shit, like, God help you.
Yeah, but by then, think of it, they're going to have new things. They're going to, if it's a game that's going to have like this, they're going to patch stuff. They're going to have, oh, here's a new dungeon, new items. So the economy's always going to keep itself going. I mean, just like WoW does, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
You also got to figure, there's only like a very, very rare, small amount of people that are willing to spend more than like $2-3 per item, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to get too crazy.
the kid with his mom's credit card number. Oh, it's just short. I need it for my wizard.
My wizard.
God, those are sweet shoes.
It's my short.
Give me a +9 to my intellect.
I'm going to be pissed. Bought a sword I can't use.
Yeah, buy me a sword for my wizard. About,
like, I can't use this shit.
Be a battle wizard. The sword.
Oh no.
The book.
Oh, R.O. style.
I think it's gonna be nice to do because if I like play on my downtime and like end up getting some decent gear, you know, I do just pay. I could pretty much buy a bunch of WoW shit. I don't have to. I don't have to pay for WoW anymore. You just like.
There's like no downside to it. You reward yourself for playing. And there's no monthly fee on it either, so it's like, you know, go for it. Why not?
Yeah. There's no monthly fee?
No.
No, there's no monthly fee on that. Well,
the only problem is basically you have to be online to play that. It's like the only downside. Even single player, you gotta be online to play.
Yeah, but it helps.
No service fee.
That's so you don't fucking break the game like you could before.
Yeah, but still, it's very like, you know, it's like you think about what about the guy that's just. He loved Diablo, you know, and just wants to play that, but doesn't want to play online, or, you know what I mean, just wants to play on the go.
Then you buy Torchlight.
Shouldn't have bought that type of game.
I would
love to get on World of Warcraft by myself, because people annoy the fuck out of me, but can't do it.
You kind of can, but...
Not really.
Yeah, you can. You can host the server, it's not that.
Oh, well, that's not what I mean.
You'll probably be able to do that with Diablo, too.
I mean, I'm assuming like crackers are gonna fix it later on. Like, hey, you want to play by yourself?
Diablo,
do it. You piece of shit.
I can't wait for Torchlight too.
Ain't got no friends. Ain't got no internet. What's wrong with you?
It's all in the readme.
You don't have internet, but you still manage to download the crack.
It's in the readme. It's a warning thing that comes up every time you want to play, and you have to sit there and wait like 5 seconds and read it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that just sits there.
Yeah, and it's like 5, 4.
Play the fucking crack music.
Yeah. Fucking like 8-bit music that's like at 400% volume. It's like they're trying to scare you away.
I have the best fucking remember the one I showed you, Dwight, the keygen that had a like fucking dope ass beat?
What?
It was like the most dopest fucking keygen. That shit went hard, bro.
You're sitting there not even patching the thing.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Just opening it up to listen to the music. It's like, well, what do I listen to through Spotify? It's like, oh, fuck all this. Open up my keygen.
Did you hear it? Was like, dun, dun, dun. You're like, yeah. You're going hard.
Oh my god.
Burn it to a CD blade in your car. Hey, what's up, Ed? It's keygen.
Keygen. Like, oh.
Oh, shit.
They know.
They know.
They know it all.
They know about that keygen.
You don't know about that keygen?
So, yeah, Diablo 2 be out in 2 weeks. Pretty stoked about that. And
speaking of things that are stoked. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Elite what is it, Sniper Elite? Sniper Elite V2 unlocked for me this morning.
You need to dig shot.
Pretty cool game. Little surprised that my computer's lagging on Ultra, so I'm probably going to have to turn some stuff down.
Uh-oh.
Dig shot, well, that's what you need to do.
I'm gonna get some sweet dig shots.
I still can't believe it.
Storyline's pretty cool so far, though. I've only played through the first level, but it's like, it really throws you in there real quick.
Did you get the DLC?
DLC for it? Already? Is day one DLC?
I don't know, because I know that they announced DLC for it. I don't know if it's just going to be on the Xbox version, but it's called the Fuhrer or something like that. And it's basically,
well, I think that's the deluxe edition. If you got the deluxe edition of it, you get it.
Well, they were saying that was going to be a gift for when I was like watching it, they were saying, oh, it's a
pre-order gift?
Pre-order gift.
Oh, probably is. Well, if it is, then I got it. I don't know where it's at.
It's Hitler in the face, right between his stash.
His stoochie.
Right in the stoosh.
Yep.
Let me see. Key features, system. Okay, it doesn't say anything about
Maybe it was on like the Xbox version kind of thing. I mean, PC always gets shit free anyway, so.
The first Sniper Elite though is on sale right now for $2.
I'm really tempted.
I bought it. I don't know if I'll buy it, play it, but
it was a sale. You probably should have
played
that
before you played number two, because then you're gonna go play number one and be like,
yeah.
Yeah. Now I'll get it.
But it's $2.50, you know. Whatever.
I know. That's the tempting part.
That's the tempting part.
$2.50.
It's like the deal. Like it could be anything. I'm just like, oh, but that's such a good deal.
Well, that's what I did for what is it, Rainbow Six Vegas 2? It was on sale for $2.50, and then Terry and fucking Alex yelled at me to buy it. It's $2. Who cares?
I bought it.
And never played it.
That was my exact conversation.
That's like, Steam for you.
Oh, it's out. But damn, it's $2. Fucking,
oh man, $2.
Me and Terry
this,
were talking about the other day.
Just so you can
summer sales coming up. Summer camp.
Summer sale.
Oh, summer camp. Oh god.
Best fucking deal ever. God, save up your money now.
I'm not ready.
No. I'm not ready. That can't be accurate. Oh, that can't be accurate.
What do you mean it can't be accurate?
There's no way summer sales are already coming. I can't handle summer camp. I can't.
End of June, beginning of July.
That's oh my god.
I'm not gonna. I can't. Oh god, Terry. Are you okay?
Dude, we're fucked.
What are we gonna do?
Dude, I was like bankrupt from last summer sale. Right? I was like, oh my god, the Steam Pack for $50.
Yeah, no, that was a great deal.
Oh, it was
if
like
you didn't have anything in there, then fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, I bought Borderlands for like what was it, like $5 for everything with DLC. I bought Batman. I bought Bad Company 2. Like, my entire list was from summer sales, dude. Like, I spent way too much. But yeah. The bargains were just amazing.
The summer deal is always so much better than the Christmas deal, too. So yeah.
Summer deal is the biggest impulse
and
one.
They don't end. Keep going.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's right.
Pump them out of you.
Don't stop.
It's the biggest impulse one because it's like, because there's times where a game will go on sale and it's like $7, yeah. And then like the next day it'll be on sale for like $3, and you're like, fuck. So every day you're like,
wrap up.
It's a good deal. Should I just buy it now and then just have it, or should I wait to see if it's any cheaper? You know, and
I know, right?
The worst one is the Encore day. It's lucky in the last day where they're like, hey, remember?
Like, hey, everything.
Yeah.
No, you're just like,
why are you doing this to me?
I know I'm going to end up buying Fear 3 when this shit comes out, because I was so mad. I bought the Fear Pack for $20, and then
what about this Terra that came out today?
Fear 3 is horrible, Jose.
Terra?
Yeah.
It's an MMO, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an
MMO?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be amazing, though.
Terra. It's the Korean, like, Super WoW.
Yeah.
It's alright.
But it's like Star Wars 2, I think. I don't think there's auto attack in that game.
Yeah, it's more action based.
Yeah, it's all like if you don't you have to push buttons to like do stuff.
Yeah.
It was a game that I tried to get into the beta for, but I got it in on like the last day, and then like by the time I was done patching, it was over.
You played him too?
Dude, that was a full screen.
I tried to play.
No, you were there. Remember? Me and Alex, you and me played for a little bit. It was like the last day.
Okay.
You and me played for a little bit, and then Alex came on late. And then like 15 minutes later, it was over.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, because you guys tried to get me to come.
Yeah, because they were giving out beta keys and shit.
Yeah. How much is it?
Yeah, you guys were like, oh, you should try to come. And I was like, oh, my computer probably couldn't handle it.
$50. And, oh, it's monthly.
It's monthly.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it is. Well, so it's 30 days of free game time. So that obviously
Terra is monthly, dude. That's another MMO, dude.
Well, I thought that was one of their big things. Like, I remember reading about.
That's what Guild Wars 2 is going to be. Is going to be no fucking cost.
Yeah, okay. I thought so too, Terry. I'm with you. I thought it was going to be free too.
I was reading it. It said there's not going to be a monthly fee.
Maybe there's like a special package they're doing, like how they did with the DC Universe Online or whatever, where like it's free now, but if you still pay, you get premium benefits, and you can have extra character slots and all that crap.
It says right here, lock in up to 40% off monthly subscription rates for first month bonuses.
Weird.
And you get a golden dragon weapon skin.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. For free.
Sold.
buying it.
Guild Wars wants to play this Star Trek online with me.
No, thank you.
We've done that. We're not going back.
That was not.
Is it terrible?
Not great.
I figured it wouldn't be.
There's a reason why it's free.
No, thank you.
They tried, bless their souls.
Oh, they tried.
I remember making like a blue alien or something. Thing is, I just don't care about Star Trek. It's not
the universe, yeah.
Yeah.
Eh, don't care.
I don't even know what goes on in the Star Trek.
Things happen.
Really the movie is nice.
I think Mass Effect has taken over as my favorite sci-fi universe.
Yeah.
What has?
Mass Effect. Oh. Like, we need MMO for that. That's what I want.
Oh, God.
The Reapers. God, that'd be crazy.
With daily Reaper attacks and shit, like, while you're snapping.
Yeah, like, kind of how Rift was, where it's just, like, the Reapers come by and just fuck up a place.
Like, hey, fuck you.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, that was probably like the coolest thing about Rift. It's just, there's so many other things that just weren't polished off. Like, it was just too different.
There was too much customization.
Once you leveled, it was so easy.
Yeah.
Like, unless you were doing a dungeon, once you got to a certain level, it was a piece of cake.
I still kind of want to go back and play that game in a little bit. Well, they have, I'm still waiting for the expansion, right? Do they have an expansion yet?
It's called, like, Ashes of Something.
There was their big patch, the Ashes thing.
Yeah, but there is a... No, there's another, like... I know there's a... like, expansion coming out. It's like $40 or $30 to like buy the disc.
What about Star Wars? Is it really worth it?
I enjoy Star Wars very much.
It is if like I feel like it does grasp the newbies of like MMOs, but like as far as it goes, dude, it's just odd. The story wise is just good. It's a fresh take in comparison to how WoW was, because like WoW was like, oh my god!
Well, you don't give a shit. Like, skip quest text.
You know what?
No, for WoW, you pick up a quest, you skip all the text, and then you read what you have to do after that. Yeah,
like WoW is like
exactly
day one.
WoW, you don't care until you're cap.
Even then, dude, I didn't care. Like WoW, you find out how to like do the quest log, you auto accept, where like you didn't have to read anything; it would just bam, hit accept, and then just go. Like Star Wars is like you start off and you're like, oh, cool cinematic, and it's a lot of cinematics, but like they're worth it.
Yeah, it just makes you feel epic, like, right out the gate.
It literally makes your character story feel like, just like, you are the coolest guy there.
Makes
like,
you feel important.
I'm doing the bounty hunter thing, and it's like, yo, the fucking Republic hates me and shit, and they have a bounty on me, like, I'm the number one most wanted hit list guy, and I'm like, yeah, that's right, I'm the number one. And like, you walk around like, look at this guy. This guy's number one, bounty hunter extraordinaire. Like, you just, I'm not going to talk anymore, guy.
It seems like every week we have some sort of problem while recording. But yeah, Jose lost his power and he was hosting the call and we all dropped out of nowhere.
That's why we don't let Jose host things.
So wait, we're back now.
I never get that. It never happens. It's not even raining outside. Usually like it was thundering. Maybe this happens. Like it's dead over here. I don't know why the power went out.
I don't know. I didn't care.
It's like, oh, fuck it.
But yeah, Ryan, Star Wars, pretty awesome. Like the really cool thing is too is that I'm playing a Sith guy, and you can follow along with like your friends. So like if Terry has a story mission, I can go along with him, and like I can be in. Well, I won't have any. You know, I can't choose any of the things to say or anything, but I can see all of his cinematics. So I've followed along with the Imperial agent, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Storyline with Terry, and it is fucking awesome. It is so much better than mine. Mine is just like, go kill this guy. Now I hate you. And then my dad betrayed me. And
dad hates you.
My dad hates me.
That's what I've been saying.
God damn.
I'm not. We'll see. We're still working it out.
I kind of don't want to play a fucking warrior now. I've been loving the fuck out of my bounty hunter quest, and I like Imperial Agent so far, but I don't know.
It's awesome. It's said to be actually the best storyline.
Yeah, Imperial that's what Agent. They were saying.
Yeah.
I get to know the best secrets and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bounty hunter is fucking hilarious. Bounty hunter is probably the most hilarious one. It's all about money.
Money
and bitches.
Money and bitches.
Money.
I'm kind of sad, yo. Mako hasn't sent me an email in a while.
Who?
Who?
He's getting a divorce.
Mako. Oh. My companion. Like, my goal is to get married with her. So I got married with her. And, like, when you first get married with them, like, they literally send you so much shit. They're like, she's like, hey, I was thinking about you. And they send you, like, items. Like, you get free items. Like, free epics.
And you're just like, shut up, baby. I know you were.
Shut up, baby. I know it.
And, like, she hasn't sent me shit in a while, so... Whatever.
Shit. She done with you.
You gotta do something for her.
Nothing.
She's her own woman.
Make the sandwich. Like,
punch her in the face.
Where are my fucking epics at?
Punch her in the face to prove you're right.
You're gonna marry me, goddammit.
Sounds about right.
You knew what you signed up for.
You know what you got yourself into.
You saw my dark level.
Dark tier 5, bitch!
Dude, my guy is just so disgusting looking. Oh, he's so nasty looking.
Way to go.
I gotta go. I really want to hit 50 soon, though, because I can play some more Hutball.
Hutball.
I need to get back in that game, the Hutball, dude.
I am a level and a half away from 50.
Yeah, fucking... We were playing last night. I'm 40 still. Like... And, like, we were doing these quests, and all of my quests are, like, dark orange because they're, like, level 42s, and Terry's just rolling through these people like nothing. And he's like, oh, wow, that thing hit me for 1,000. Like, just, like, surprised that he was able to hit him that much. I'm sitting there getting pounded in the face with, like, 700s over and over, and then, like, a 1,700 came up, and I'm getting raped. And, it's shitty.
I'm not even sure how I got... I thought the last planet, Belsavis or whatever... I thought that was like level 45 planet. I get there, I'm level 48, and it's saying it's a level 40 planet.
Yeah, Belsavis.
I don't know how it happened.
You're supposed to do Belsavis from like 40 to like 45, 46, and then you go to Hoth.
We already went to Hoth, though.
Or not Hoth, it's, I forgot. I haven't gone there yet. I know it's my next one to go.
Or is Ilium
like
a PvP?
The higher level.
Just pissed.
Aren't you gonna remake your guy anyway, though? Like, is it?
Yeah, but I want to finish him up. I want to get him to 50, and then I'm just gonna blast through.
Yeah, you gotta get those legacy perks.
Yeah, and hopefully someone else will get it by then. That way I can play up with them. Like, I was, you know, prodding Alex to get it because he got 7 days free. He seemed to really like it. Ryan, if you get it, then you know I can play with him.
Is he gonna
get you the 7 days?
Ryan, we could get you 7 free days if you want to try it out.
Yeah, I want to see if it works on my computer at least.
Yeah,
it should. The new patch, like they did stuff.
Speaking of new patch, they were talking about dual spec. It's not going to be in 1.3.
Why?
I don't know. That's stupid.
That's like they need to just put that in there. Just fucking do it.
they will.
They were saying they're hoping for 1.4, but. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it'd be hard to add.
And it must be, though, because these guys, like, I've listened to a few podcasts where the BioWare employees are on there, and they know what they're doing. Like, they are definitely dedicated people who obviously, like, really, really love the Star Wars universe and MMOs and everything like that. They got shit planned, you know. So if it's not coming out, there's going to be a really good reason why. Maybe they won't tell us, but...
That should have been a launch thing.
Should have been, but they did a lot of things during launch that a lot of MMOs didn't, so... I'm okay with it.
I want my dual spec. This is ridiculous. Like, at the same
You wouldn't need a dual spec if your spec was perfect like mine.
Well, look at Terry.
Shit. We're talking about specs?
He did. Calling Jose specs out.
Dual specs. You wouldn't need a dual spec if you made your spec perfectly like me.
And then I said
something about Terry.
Terry's hybrid class because he's a healer and a DPS, and he has to choose between like which one. You can't like half-ass both.
Good.
It's hard.
Good.
I could do that real good.
Yeah, he could half-ass all day. Whatever.
I know, but like it's either like he can go in like hardcore healer and like just fucking top charts, or he can go like.
Nobody dies.
Or he can go, like, concealment and just fucking kill everything in his path. And, like, dual spec would solve every bit of that.
sure well, would.
Could, but...
And I realized I can't leave Tanktree. Like, I can't. I have a problem.
It's fine, and I'm really happy that you took the tank ropes.
I'm glad you have that problem.
Because I can't be the tank. I'm not smart enough. I realized this actually last night while I was playing with Terry, like just rolling through, just thinking about, I was looking at all of the things on my taskbar, and then I was thinking back during my DPS paladin days. I was just like, this is too many. I need just four. Can I get just four? Can you just take those 17 that I have? Can I just, I don't want to use any. And so I just told that I just, all of my keys that I use, I consolidate them down to about five. I use about five keys. And I would be
I'm like worse than you, dude. I have literally, I use one through five, and then I have all 12 buttons on my Naga programmed. See? I have FGH, and I have Shift F, Shift G. I also use Z.
And that's why you're going to be our best tank ever. Because you're willing to do that.
I know every single button does. Like, I could just be like, this one's auto shot, this one is flame burst, this one's rocket punch. This, like, I can name them down like from the list.
We don't want to hear it.
No, you don't. But still, I have it perfected. I'm like, good. The Naga helps out so much, dude. Like, the Naga was meant for Star Wars. There's too many fucking buttons.
That is one thing I will say I hate about the game is so many fucking skills.
They're gonna fix it. Like, that's how WoW was. WoW had like a million useless skills, and then it's gonna come down to like when you want to do the most numbers, these four buttons are gonna be the ones to push. Like, technically, even the tank one is about the same. Like, I have all those extra buttons set aside, but like in all honesty, all the things I can use is flame burst, rocket punch, and rail shot. Those are like my main tank ability ones to use. Like, I shouldn't use anything else.
It's just stupid how many skills there are.
Is there a rogue type class?
Yeah, with Terry is in Terry's tree.
Yeah,
it's the rogue.
Yeah, because Terry can go invisible and shit, and like later on he was able to get a skill that makes us all invisible.
There's also Sith assassin.
Yeah, Sith assassin. Yeah. The assassin. Is, but it's like a weird one. Like, it's, you have to choose what kind of rogue you want to be. You can either be like the assassin, which like they use a two-handed double saber.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Like Darth Maul.
That's cool.
And like their abilities are really cool. Like, but they use a lot of shit. Like with the lightning shield, and a lot of their attacks are like really fluid. The other one is more of like a ganker. Like, it's literally like what Terry is. It's a ganker class. Like, you only go invisible, and you pretty much pop out when the opportunity strikes to literally just fuck.
Gotcha.
You.
Yeah, and that's my role when I play with Terry, is that I try to keep the person looking at me, so Terry can just keep shoving swords up his ass. Like, over.
Hey, assassins, look at me. It's up, and they'll just show up out of nowhere and fuck a guy up from, like, you know, 100% to zero.
Assassins will?
Yeah, well, the Sith assassin, yeah. And then what Terry is, it's just straight ganker class. Pretty much, if he doesn't kill you in that rotation that he does, it doesn't look good for him.
Well, no, I'm not concealment at all.
Oh, you went...
healing and lethality. So I have all these dots and shit. I got poison.
Yeah, lethality's all... It's cool. It has, like, this poison crap, and, like, you actually focus more on your gun. If you're concealment, that's the one that's, like, straight ganker. But it does do numbers. Like, that's the only thing. Concealment does the numbers, and it's about massive burst in like 5 seconds. And if you survive those massive bursts, like when I'm fighting one as a tank, if a concealment one opens up on me, dude, like if I literally guarded all the shit, he's fucked. He's sitting there like just trying to.
He's like, ah, goddammit.
He's burnt.
He's just like, I have nothing to hit you with. Like, he's done.
Wait, give me about a minute.
So with the Sith guy, he has more chance of surviving then.
Yeah.
It's not more chance to survive. Well, they have more cooler abilities in a sense. Like, it has a... It can stealth.
The Sith always does.
It has a dash ability. Like, you can literally, like, just haul ass.
Just run away.
Yeah, and, like, they have some cool abilities here and there, and those also have them. I don't think the Assassin uses, like, the Force Lightning and all that, but, like, they do have, like, abilities that, like, revolve around Force abilities.
That's awesome.
The Concealment...
Send me a 7-day invite.
All right,
try them both, dude, because it's two different worlds. The concealment one is fun, though. Like, I actually like it because it's like a rogue on from WoW, and it's all about, like, popping out, getting 5 seconds to, like, open up.
I used to love that shit. You pop out, stun them, and just beat the shit out of them.
And that's what concealment does that. That's concealment.
Yeah. If you don't kill them, you fucking vanish and come back later.
Yeah, you fucking you run away. You blind them and go, gotta go. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. I remember doing that shit. Bye! Run away!
Bam!
Like, you pop out, you're like, hey, we're gonna have fun. And you just sit there and fuck them up. And then you're like, alright, bye. The Sith Assassin does some fucking damage, though. Like, I've seen them, like, it's... Theirs is more, again, like, damage over the whole span of it.
Like, you know what I hate is fucking Marauders.
That's what I'm making.
Marauders are just...
Fucking
they're Fury Warriors.
Marauders is the Sith warrior.
Makes so much sense.
Fucking bullshit hop out of you with fucking two lightsabers going... It's like, stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll go home.
No, it's okay. It's fine. All right.
See, that's what I should have made from the get-go. But
you made the goddamn tank class.
Tank, because I was trying.
Tank, and you're holding damage.
Yeah, I'm all damaged.
Stand there, and look pretty.
Well, because
they have the ability to be decent. They just
not me. Sucks. Not with me. Yeah. They don't have that ability with me.
But you have to change your fucking your shield generator and like all of the crap when you're doing damage. It's stupid. Tank. That's all you gotta know.
I could refer up to 25 friends who can play up to 7 days.
Gonna be the tank.
Don't show people my email.
You don't have 25 friends.
I love being a tank, dude. I have to.
Oh, we're on the podcast.
I love you being a tank.
Yeah. Jose, I'm happy you're here. I made a tank assuming you'd just be all about WoW, you know, and then he came to fucking Star Wars, and now I'm like, well, shit. I fucked up.
I gotta level my guy. He's almost done. Like, I just have to.
Ryan,
yeah, I'm gonna do my final push soon. I'm gonna do a live stream soon enough to do a final push.
Yeah, Ryan, give me your email. Type me your email. Just type it out. Don't tell me.
Oh yeah,
type it out.
Do you have an Origin account, Ryan?
I do.
Give me that email because BioWare and Origin are the same.
Don't go through Origin.
You don't have to go through Origin, but I'm saying they migrate your account anyways, because that's what it did for me.
Yeah, because I bought mine through Origin, but like I'm glad I don't have to open up Origin to play fucking...
Oh, God, thank God. Yeah, I know, right?
Origin is so terrible.
I have Battlefield 3 through them now. It's not as bad as it was when we played Battlefield for like the Alpha and stuff, when they first came out with Origin. It's better, but it's not the greatest still. It's still like... It's still another platform I have to go through. Fuck you. Just go through Steam. What's wrong with you?
That should be like normal people.
Yeah.
Why? They want to be different. It's like Black Ops 2.
That's so different. So different.
Black Ops 2.
The blops.
All right, Ryan, you gotta check your email.
Yeah, dude, try them out.
I will.
Like, if you want, Ryan, dude, just look up videos. And, like, you can kind of choose. Look up Sith Assassin.
Hey. Does it sound like, hey, do you know me at all? Am I really going to do that kind of research? My keyboard's in a different place than I am. I was so distraught.
Okay, here's your
I was tempted just
Sarah.
To tell Dwight my email.
You're going to be like, Sarah!
I didn't want to get up.
It's funny, though, because I guessed it. Because I thought I remembered it. I just wanted to make sure. So.
If you put a... You could send it. Yeah.
I got it. I got you. You're good.
But I'm just laying down on the couch.
On my couch.
It's bedtime. I gotta go back to another great day at work.
Yeah.
Another day at the bank.
Yeah.
No.
Echoing.
Echo.
Hello.
Internet.
I don't hear an echo.
Internet. I don't hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah, y'all dumb. Why you so dumb?
You're dumb. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Dumb.
Oh, I wish we could play on the European servers. They got a German server that's called Darth a Doodoo. Darth a
Doodoo.
Darth a Doodoo.
I want to join fucking the Fat Man server.
Yeah, good luck.
It's fucking full. Like, it is the most full server out there. Why aren't we playing there? It's all Fat Man.
It's just, I know. We can't.
It's called the Fat Man. That is the coolest server ever.
It's a Fat Man.
That's probably why the people chose it.
The server's called the Fat Man. Like, that is the coolest shit. It is the, like, highest fucking, like, it's probably almost locked in population.
I'm pretty sure. What's the one that the Reddit guild is on? Shadowlands? It's whatever the Drunk Tanks is on as well. But there's one server on here that the Rooster Teeth guys, they talk about all the fucking time, or whenever Jack's fucking talking about it, where it's their guild, which is a mega guild, you know, it's fucking like 400 some odd members in it. And Damn. Then there's, the Reddits and the, or no, it's the Jeddits and the Sithits is the two Reddit guilds. And then there's, the Old Men or Old Men's Guild or something like that. And then there's another big one. There's like five major guilds on this one server. And apparently it's pretty hectic. I think they're on Shadowlands. I think they're on Shadowlands. I'm almost positive on that. But I couldn't imagine being on that server and just like every other person you see is like one of those five guilds, you know?
Yeah. That'd be weird.
You found the Fat Man, though. Just lag like a motherfucker.
Just be that one cool guy.
What if you piss off one person in their guild?
Yes.
The wrong person in their guild.
Then you're done.
That's it, yeah, you have to like server change. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, motherfucker?
Those higher populated servers eat you alive.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that Dark Reaper, too, is like a higher populated one, too. Very happy about that. That's the one we're on, by the way, Ryan.
It's fucking pre-made, bro. That guild is... God damn.
Yeah, it's big.
Pre-made, dude. Always motherfuckers in that motherfucker, dude. Like, Jesus. There's always, like, anytime you do, like, PvP, pre-made's there.
Yep, pre-made will be there.
Well...
That is the guild to go to. For pre-made.
Just absorbed everybody that didn't have a guild.
Yeah. They're like, hey.
Hey, if you don't have a guild, here.
Here's a guild. We have a guild?
We do. We got a Team Magnus guild.
We have a guild.
Like, two members.
TM guild.
Yeah, are we accepting random people?
Yeah, I was saying, like, yo, message, like, everyone should have invites, so, like, because I don't see why it should just be exclusive, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no. So if you guys have Star Wars The Old Republic, and you have a player, you know, come on over to Dark Reaper. Fucking send one of us a fucking message. There's your he play cheat, right?
Yep. He owned.
He cheats the play.
Gruffy is my character. You guys should all know that. And Terry, who's Sieg on this one.
What an old name.
Yeah, that brings back memories.
Yep.
You should have made Gruffy to Shades.
I might make my Marauder to Shades. But the thing is like Shades is such a retarded name because there's so many people that have it. So,
but you're Tushades.
You're Tushades, because, yes. You know, Tab made everything cooler.
That was cool back then.
I was cool just back. Shades, though. I just made Tushades as an alt name.
Well, that's better.
We made Skype accounts.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. Shut up, Jose. People are going to know my fucking Skype name.
I don't even use my old one anymore, dude. To Jose. That's
To Jose.
To Jose.
What an idiot.
Yeah. He called you out.
This has been a good podcast, but I think we should call it quits before something else explodes in our face.
Everyone's power's going to go out. Just fuck.
Like your butt. Yeah.
Like my butt. My butt's going to explode, and then the podcast is over. What are we going to do there? Huh?
Everything.
I can't do a podcast without
your
butt.
And your butt. Everything you love explodes, so...
I don't like that.
He's not Alex.
Yeah. Alex explodes all the time.
Alex haunts us when he's not here.
Jose, we gotta get you on S&P soon.
Yeah.
You're off tomorrow, so let's try to get some time in there.
Don't say that.
What?
No.
No? You don't want to play?
Yeah, I don't
want to play. I don't know. Every time I let Jose in somewhere.
Oh, wow, why do you sound just awful?
I don't know. Every time.
Goddamn robot.
Goddamn robots.
Not a robot.
I'll definitely go for SMG.
People have been bitching, so you're coming on.
I gotta show up. I have to make a shower and a chicken place, and I'm done. Like, that's my goal.
And we're gonna make it all the trees.
The jungle burned down.
Yeah, not if the jungle.
Terry, you're the only one that's only burned down half the jungle.
Hey, I only burned down my house is all that burned down.
people haven't seen that yet.
You blew up that quarter of my house too.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Yep. We still gotta.
Okay. So I'm playing. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Try to be best, 'cause you're only a man.